Now they base the idea in the material world. They base that concept of reality in the material world. And they fail to succeed with the material world. Economically, they collapse. You tell me that's not a miracle in this time? I could write a book of scripture. I guarantee you it would be respected. And we might get some stronger believers than we got now that are reading the scripture we have now. You're not to do that. The best way and the stronger way would be just to show the support for what we already have in what has happened in modern times. We shouldn't have to preach to make people understand that there's a God. We should just read life, read history, and people should say, hey, I know there's a God. But I shouldn't force you to come and pray with me my way and follow my rituals. I should be happy if you witnessed the existence of the real God. Let us start there. Let's be happy with those that witness the existence of the real God and believe that their life ought to respect the Creator that made that life. Let us be satisfied with that firstly. And then let the world be as America wants it to be. Free to make choices. Free to make choices. Allah says, here is the way. Let him who has the will to follow it. And him who does not, let him reject it. This is the Quran. Now how can we force people to believe? And Allah says, man does not have the power to make, a believer, or to make a person become a believer. The only God can grant them that they become a believer. Said Muhammad, no matter how ardently you desire to give them faith, only God can give them faith. If we would just accept what has been revealed to us, the best thereof, the best thereof. Oh, we know, I'm sure the Klan, they had a few pages of the Bible that they were following, the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, but they took the worst thereof, not the best thereof. They were following the worst thereof. That suggested to them the mind that they had. We have to understand that Scripture is not just revelation on man's soul, or for man's soul and man's spiritual side. Scripture is also history, the history of man's behavior, his bad behavior and his good behavior. And Scripture is also an explanation to help us understand why bad is in the world with good. Why hell is existing and with heaven and heaven. So it wants us to understand these extremes. So in wanting us to understand these extremes, it shows us both extremes. And it shows us how some people earn the worst punishment. The worst of punishment. They earned them. And how God did not help them come out of those punishments, but let them be free to go on deeper and deeper in the groove that takes them deeper and deeper into hell. Why? Because they wouldn't respond to God. After he created the world to make them good, and then they will say, misread the world, he comes and sends them good souls to bring them away from that, back to the way. And they don't listen to him. All kind of kind gestures made to them. The more the kind gestures are made to them, the harder they become. The more rigid they become in their defiance. No, I'm not going to believe. So God then takes the good angels away from them and lets the bad angels. Well, they ain't no bad angels. But that the angels that take you to hell have their way with you. Yes, get tired of you just defying and never changing. The more good done to you, the more worse you get. So we got the history of those people in the Bible and in Scripture. We got the history of such people. And we got the history of how God let the angels take them to hell. Let take them on. That's where you want to go. God help. They can tell them help for you. And we will read that, and we will think it's a direction for the believer. It's not a direction for the believer, it's an explanation of punishment. So and the Quran process and take the best thereof. And there are Muslims, many Muslim so-called great thinkers, intellectuals, who read the Quran and they read and it reads out of it something that's not there. I read into it something that's not there. Yes. Do you think my father was the first one that was told a man is God? No, he was not. There was an Arab of the Arab world centuries ago who also told his followers, he said, I am God. He spoke to them, and this is in history, I am God. His country brought him to court, judged him, and executed him. He was killed by them. But his followers continued to believe. After he was executed, they still believed that that man was God. So you can easily take something out of context. You can take something out of context and you firmly believe in it. But that only happens to those who have an incomplete soul to present to God. If you are like Abraham who presented himself completely to God, you will never fall into such traps because you are not looking for something to fight your enemy with as much as you are looking for something to help you get to God the way you're supposed to get to Him. You will never go astray if you're that kind of person. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ This is a book. There is no doubt or defect in it. It is guidance for the God-fearing. But muttaqin means that your mind, your consciousness, and everything is for God. It's for God. So you are muttaqin. You have reverence, respect, you regard God, regard and respect God above everything. And you want God to release you before you get involved and say, God, that's okay for you, that's okay for you. Such person is a muttaqin, plural, but many, muttaqin. And the guidance from God is for the muttaqin. In the Quran, this book is allegorical and basic.
We will return to today's broadcast after this important announcement. Imam Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad and mailed to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's broadcast.
Basic, which means it has language that has to be interpreted, that has an appearance on the surface, that when it's understood, you dismiss the surface things and you see the real thing. So it's allegorical, it's mystical, it is mythical, it is allegorical, metaphorical. And says, and the other is basic. Those in whose heart is a corruption, they prefer the allegorical over the basic. They prefer the mystifying language and the mythical language over the common sense language. And God says, and take the best thereof. So if you're not innocent, you're not going to get it, are you? If you're deceitful, you're going to be deceived, aren't you? And God says, and deceive not, and you will not be deceived. So the way is open. But you have to enter it correctly. What the cool down is put when is the door humbly making such a not proud. Not wanting to be a dictator. Not wanting to be a master and have all men serving you. A person with that mind will find something to destroy himself with. So he takes up the Quran or the Bible. And those who follow him will be taken to destruction with him. Isn't that what we're seeing in the world today and saw in the world of yesterday? Men claiming to be believers in God and to believe in the scriptures, and in their own warped minds, they're honest. They're being honest. They really think. They really believe what they're saying. But they're blinded because they didn't have the right disposition to start with. And they're taking themselves and their followers to hell in this life and hereafter. So in my conclusion, I want to say that we want to take every opportunity, advantage of every opportunity, to dialogue with Christian leaders and Jewish leaders who want to see Muslims included in the work to make this America, this United States of America and the world, yet a better place for us to live in. Thank you. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, thank you, Tola. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. We praise God, the one and only, as it is said in our holy book, the Quran. Your God and our God is one and the same. And that is said to what we call in our Islamic language and tradition, the people of the book. The people of the book are Christians and Jews and also some people, other people, called Sabians or Sabians in the Middle East. And I thought that was a religion that had gone from the earth, but there are still followers of that religion. And really, it's speaking to a religion that is, they recognize God, supreme power over all things. And they feel accountable to that God. They feel that their behavior will have to please that God if they expect to have a good life and life for many, like Christians and Muslims and some others, life hereafter, a life eternally. I want to acknowledge, firstly, support that we have gotten from this area, from imams in this area, and also from Imam and Dr. Nick Moon. And you all are doing a very excellent job. We're certainly proud of your work in Carolina. All of you are doing a very excellent job. And I want to also say to you that I just attended a few days ago in Chicago, northwest side of Chicago, in a big, maybe the most impressive mosque, Mesquite House of Worship for Muslims that we have in the Midwest area. And the person that hits that mosque, and really, he was a civil engineer and architect. He designed it and oversaw the construction of it and approve every detail and everything. You would never know that that man has that kind of career and that kind of interest if you got to know him as a person, because he's very pious and very spiritual. His whole life is just God, obeying God, for God, obeying God. I met him at my father's house, along with about 21 young Muslim men who had come to the United States from Islamic countries to get education from universities, from fine universities in our country. And they asked to meet with my father because they wanted to know why is this religion called Islam and it's so different from what they know, from what they knew to be Islam. So they asked for a meeting with him, and you wouldn't believe it. Well, I guess you might. They came out happy. My father knew how to talk to people. He knew what to say to make them happy. So they came out happy, and they had faith that my father's intentions were good, and that he was leading what my father called a baby nation of Islam in America, and that that nation would one day not be a baby, it would be a grown up. And they were believing my father hoping to see. They were all young men, mostly in their 20s, early 20s and mid-20s. They wanted to see one day his following join the worldwide following of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon Muhammad the Prophet, and that has happened.
Be sure and join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society Leader. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6653 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.